This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. More than one in four households in this country, 28% of them to be exact, are what finance types call either unbanked or underbanked, meaning they don't have a bank account or have to use bank alternatives like check cashers or payday lenders. So imagine that for a minute. No bank account, no credit card. Most online purchases would be out or at the very least inconvenient. Paying your rent or getting a loan for a car, really complicated. All of which is what you might call a business opportunity. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Tracy Samuelson reports.
Deborah Hopper does most of her banking during cigarette breaks at work. But today she's in her living room in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And it already, like, if you, well, you can't see it. But you can see that it has a log of all of my transactions on my phone. So
is this like an app or?
No, it's not an app. It's just text.
And it's not a bank account she's checking. She gets her paychecks from the power company where she works, direct deposited onto a prepaid debit card. Hopper says she ruined her credit as a teenager and wants to improve it before she opens a bank account. Until recently, she was paying her $5.50 a month rent with money orders. That meant going to Walmart or a cash checking place and then mailing it in and waiting for it to clear. But since December, she's used a service called Pay Near Me. It allows her to swipe a debit card in a store and send money to her landlord.
I know that my rent or my payment is getting processed immediately, so I don't have to worry about slow mail, it being rerouted. I know they're going to get it by the time I leave the store.
And Pay Near Me does more than just rent. People can pay cash for things from car loans to Greyhound bus tickets at 9,000 different 7-Elevens or Ace Cash Express, a cash checking store.
It's as though we lent the point of sale terminal at the 7-Eleven store to some other business.
Danny Shader is the company's CEO.
So that other business suddenly had thousands and thousands of cash registers in the community where they could do business with consumers.
So let's test it out.
Do you have a Pay Near Me?
What?
It's called Pay Near Me. And so people can pay cash for some of their bills?
Oh, no, we don't have it. Like, what kind of bill you want to pay, like?
I go to three different 7-Elevens that are supposed to have the Pay Near Me system. All of them give me a blank stare when I ask about it. But at least two of them, I figure out, actually do use it. They just don't know what it's called. And when I tell Shader, the CEO, about this little snafu, he says...
And that's exactly what should happen.
Shader says the clerks don't have to understand it. For them, it's like any other purchase. Here's how it actually works. Pay Near Me signs up companies like Deborah Hopper's landlord, and then the company gives Deborah and their other customers a barcode or a card with a magnetic strip that they can take with them to, say, the local 7-Eleven. There, the clerk scans it and takes the customer's money just like they were buying soda or candy. But the money actually goes to the landlord, the lender, Greyhound, whatever. The customer might pay a fee, a few dollars. That's shared between Pay Near Me and the 7-Eleven. Shader says it's usually less than a walk-up bill payer or money orders.
We're seeing a tremendous amount of innovation in this market because people are recognizing that there's an opportunity.
Jennifer Tescher is the president of the nonprofit Center for Financial Services Innovation. She says Pay Near Me is one of a bunch of new companies developing products for the unbanked, a good thing. But she worries that the services tend to solve one problem at a time, a way to buy stuff or pay bills or send money to family. So consumers need a lot of these different services.
They're having to knit them together and try to create a financial identity for themselves and hope that it's recognized when they might find themselves needing more traditional credit or needing to interact with a more mainstream player.
In other words, a whole slew of a la carte services might not help the unbanked get ahead in life long term. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.